You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 9th of January 2023, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today we have some Drag Queen Story Hour articles to look at. They're never very far away from the news, and you have to ask, why is it that these drag queens seem to want access to children so much? I mean, the reason that is given, they say, well, we want to provide positive gay role models for children. Well, in that case, if that is what they're trying to do, why don't they have a doctor speak to the children or a professor speak to the children and then say, oh, by the way, the professor happens to be gay, or by the way, the doctor happens to be gay? Why is it that an adult entertainer who is highly sexualized, why is it that they are being put forward as the positive gay role model? I mean, they're effectively saying that a good role model for a child is somebody who is highly sexualized. And don't forget, these are toddlers in a lot of cases that are being encouraged to go along to these drag queen story hours. I'm amazed that there isn't more protests that go on about this, that there aren't more people that are concerned about this. You would imagine that there would be a lot of disgust at this, and a lot of people saying, just what is going on? Why is it that drag queens are requiring access to children? And why would you want to be putting them forward as a positive gay role model? I mean, they're effectively saying a rent boy is a positive gay role model. I mean, the whole thing about a drag queen is that they are sexualized and particularly lewd, and often talk about multiple partners. And you're suggesting that that is a good role model for a child? I mean, the person that is suggesting that that is a good role model for a child should be investigated. And any parents that are actually taking their children along should also be investigated, because what they're effectively trying to do is they're trying to turn the child into a homosexual by giving them these so-called positive homosexual role models. It is so suspect, so suspicious. And yet our governments appear to be endorsing this. And as we'll see as we get further into these news articles, the European Union in particular has been paying a lot of money to indoctrinate children with drag queens. But this first news story that we have here actually comes from Britain. And After Hours, drag queen show based on the popular RuPaul's Drag Race franchise, will allow children aged 8 and under to attend for free alongside an adult ticket holder. What does After Hours conjure up for you? It conjures up something like a lock-in in a pub, something going on there that you wouldn't really want the public to see, perhaps, might be going on somewhere that is after hours. Certainly not a term that you would associate with children. The younger the children are, the more they want them to be able to come into this after hours show, clearly. If you're a child aged over 8, then you would have to pay. But if you're a child aged under 8, then you're encouraged to come in for free. And of course, people might say, oh, well, that's just because parents can have their children with them. Why should they have to pay? But that's not the point of this. The point of this is to propagandize the children into seeing these so-called positive gay role models. And this isn't a story hour. This is an after hours drag queen show. This is an after hours adult sexualized performance that they wish to do to children. Children aged 8 and under were able to attend the after-hours drag queen shows held as part of a RuPaul's Drag Race convention in the United Kingdom this last weekend for free, a report has claimed. So not Story Hour, but Drag Race, a competition of seeing lots of drag queens who can be the most lewd and the most risque. According to a report by The Telegraph, two of these after-hours drag queen shows held over the weekend as part of the convention were accessible by children, with a publication even stating that free tickets were being offered to those 8 and under attending the event, so long as they were accompanied by a paying adult. So that's how the way they get around it. They say, oh, well, it's the adult that is given the permission for the child. The adult has given the consent for the child to go there to this sexualized performance. As I say, any adults that are doing that, any parents that are doing that, should really be investigated if they think that that is the sort of thing that is suitable for children under the age of 8 to see. Such a claim appears to be backed by the RuPaul's Drag Convention webpage, which has a FAQ section of the site saying that kids 8 and under are free when accompanied by an adult with a ticket. Kids will be let in during all-star hours if the adult has an all-star ticket, the website explains. The ticket does not include entrance to any separate DragCon after-hours parties unless the adult has a separate ticket for after hours as well. So they're effectively having some kind of a drag queen convention, and they're expecting people to bring their children along to this convention. If there was to be a swingers convention, would that be encouraged for children to go along to? Would that not raise the alarm if parents were bringing children along to a swingers convention? How about adding some swingers there as positive heterosexual role models for children? I mean, that would just get stopped straight away, wouldn't it? But apparently we make these exceptions for homosexuals. If there was a female stripper, if it was a strippers convention and there was an after-hours stripper show, would that be acceptable for children to go along to that? Of course it wouldn't. It seems that we are now having different standards that we apply to homosexual adult performers than we do to heterosexual adult performers. And the standards that we already apply to the heterosexual adult performers, such as children should not be in strip clubs, that is the same standard that should be applied to these drag queens, I think. Although the website also insists that the drag queen convention as a whole is an all-ages, family-friendly event where children are welcome, some child protection campaigners have criticised the handing out of free tickets to young children for after-hours events. And you wonder if they weren't just handing out these tickets to children. How can they say that a drag queen convention is all-ages, family-friendly event? I mean, they're quite clearly trying to encourage children to cross-dress. I mean, we've seen this phenomenon of the so-called drag kids. Desmond is amazing. This child in America, this little boy that dresses up as a woman wearing makeup and all the rest of it. And everybody seems to think that this is perfectly fine, apart from the 5% of the country that are nationalist or patriotic. But the whole point of wearing makeup is to cause a person to be sexually aroused. This is why women wear blusher, so that they look as if they're ovulating. It's the same reason why they wear red lipstick. It arouses a man's passions, basically. That's the reason for wearing makeup. And then what you've got is you've got young boys doing this that are being encouraged to do this. I mean, just wearing makeup in itself is sexualized. This is why we don't encourage young children to wear makeup. We don't encourage young girls to wear makeup. I mean, it's a shocking thing for young girls to be wearing makeup. Yet it's being encouraged here for young boys to be wearing makeup. In fact, I saw a clip of Tom Hanks the other day that was talking to a young boy dressed up as a drag queen, and he was calling them sexy. It's obvious that this is sexualized. What they're doing is they're sexualizing children here, and it's all going under the radar. It's all going under this disguise of, oh, it's just all about equality. Oh, we don't want these children to grow up and be gay beaters. We don't want them to beat up gays, so we want them to be understanding of gays, and the best way to do that is to have the most flamboyantly over the top gays around them, and then they'll be used to them. And these are the sort of arguments that the people that promote this drag queen story hour will use. And then you end up with liberal people, liberal minded folk that don't see the danger in this, that just go along with it. And the next thing we know, we'll have this phenomena, these drag kids, we'll have these things happening within Britain. And then we'll start to hear of these children that are being molested. I mean, all the time we're hearing of people involved in Drag Queen Story Hour that also have connections to pedophilia. We have someone who actually deals with pedophiles in prison, who has been told by these pedophiles that Drag Queen Story Hour is exactly what they would use in order to groom children, to sexualize children. What they try to do is they try to change the environment so that it becomes sexualized, that it becomes normal to have these sexualized activities in the environment, get the child used to that, and then they molest the child. I think that's the way that these things go. Of course, I'm not inferring that all drag queens are pedophiles or all homosexuals are pedophiles or molesters. But the fact is that with this promotion of this homosexual agenda, it is making it more likely that these things are going to occur. It's making things more dangerous for children. And surely at the top of our list of responsibilities should be caring for our children and protecting them. That should come above this idea of making homosexuals feel welcome in society. I mean, why is it that they are saying they need to have access to children? And they started off saying, well, we just want adults to be able to do what they want to do with consenting adults. And then it was, well, we just need to teach the children this at school. And then it was, well, we just need to have marriage. We need to have what homosexual men do together. We need to redefine that as marriage. And now they're saying, well, we need to have access to the children as well. And not just access to the children as in teaching them about homosexual activities, but now actually having adult shows in front of them by adult performers. I mean, you can see where all of this is going. It's sexualizing children. We've had this increase in kids that are sexually abusing one another, molesting one another. A lot of this comes from them watching pornography, being exposed to that at a young age. And that's one of the ways that they prepare these children for abuse, is they will show them pornography. Furries are involved in this as well. A lot of pedophiles will dress up as furries so that the adults can't actually see who it is that's in that costume. And these pedophiles in prison, you know, they've said these are the ways that we gain access to children. Things like furries, things like drag queen story hour. And it should be that children should not be, if children are not allowed in to a gay club, why is it that children are allowed into what is essentially gay club performances at drag queen conventions, drag queen story hour? I mean, this isn't even story hour. This is effectively a drag queen's show that is being targeted at children, that they are encouraging children to go along to, that they're even calling it an after hours event. Drag shows are highly sexualized performances for adults only, and therefore do not constitute suitable entertainment for school-aged children, one senior researcher from the Family Education Trust, Piers Shepherd, reportedly remarked. And we do have people that are standing up and speaking about this, and this is one way that us here on the right are actually allied with some people on the left, because people on the left are concerned about this as well. You know, it's the same as a lot of the feminists are concerned about the transgender agenda. I mean, they might call us far right, but our views are actually central views that are just based on wanting to do what's best for people, to protect society, to protect the children. I mean, we talk about the problems with multiculturalism. That's because we want a better society for everyone with less crime in it. And we talk about these issues with drag queens and the transgender agenda because we don't want to see our children sexualized. We want them to have an innocent childhood, free from being molested, free from being put into an environment that makes it more likely that they will be molested, free from being given adult sexual performers as role models. I mean, it's just scandalous that they can say this, that we're doing this because we want to give the children positive homosexual role models. I mean, what is a negative homosexual role model then, if they're going to show adult performers as being positive role models? The Family Education Trust spokesman, Piers Shepherd, said it is shocking that children under the age of 8 will be given free tickets to this performance. This raises serious concerns about safeguarding and the sexualization of children, and the targeting of children. I mean, this organization, this RuPaul Drag Race Convention, they are the ones that are targeting the children here. The controversy comes as the politics surrounding drag queen shows becomes ever more contentious across the West. And of course, they don't have it in the East. In Russia, they have made it illegal to even propagandize adults with homosexuality, let alone propagandize children and invite children along to drag queen shows. This is only happening in the West. The performances involving men dressed as women, dancing for entertainment, becoming an ever more significant symbol for the modern progressive movement. And they're not just dressing as women, they're dressing as highly sexualized women. A lot of them are taking hormones so that they've got breasts. So you've got this confusion that's given to the children there, where they don't know if it's a man or if it's a woman. Of course, it's highly sexualized. They're used to using a lot of innuendos in the way that they speak. And a lot of them probably find it very difficult not to use adult innuendos when they speak. We've even seen these children putting money into these drag queens' thongs. All this sort of thing that's going on. And this started out with Drag Queen Story Hour. And oh, it was the drag queens reading the children a story, just like a pantomime dame. And it's now moved from that to let's have the children actually go along to the drag queen's show. Let's have them go along to the review. And now it's let's have them go along to the after hours performance at the convention for drag queens. What on earth does this have to do with children? In Sweden, politicians have championed drag queen shows in recent weeks, comparing populist conservatives in the country to Russia's President Vladimir Putin, after they unsuccessfully attempted to stop a drag queen show aimed at children. That's what they're saying now. They're saying if you're against all of this, you're as bad as big, bad, wicked Putin over there in Russia making war against Ukraine. The rhetoric we hear could have come directly from Vladimir Putin's mouth, one Green Party bigwig remarked, while attacking those in the far more popular Sweden Democrats Party. Of course, the Sweden Democrats are the civic nationalist party that came second in the Swedish elections, and they are obviously against this, but they haven't been able to stop it. The RuPaul's Drag Race franchise, in particular, has gained significant traction among progressives, with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau appearing on one of the show's many spin-offs to champion progressive causes. And the fact that they are promoting this, drag queens to children, really does show you how degenerate the left is. I mean, this isn't about equality. This isn't about getting rid of prejudice. They say this is about giving positive gay role models to children. And they think an adult sexualized performer is a positive role model. As I pointed out earlier, I mean, what does the negative role models look like if the positive ones are adult performers? Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said we do diversity better than just about any other place in the world. And he said this while on the show. So they're being quite obvious about this, quite open about it. That's what they mean by diversity, promoting adult sexual performances to children. He continued, it doesn't matter what your background is, where you are from, or who you love, you enrich this place. So it's all about sexuality. It's all about who these people have sex with. That's what they take their identity from. And that's what they're trying to promote to these children. I saw a good tweet earlier today. I can't recall who it was from. And they said, who you want to sleep with is not your identity. And that is what they're promoting, isn't it? Who you want to sleep with, they're saying that that's what your identity should be based upon. And we want to propagandize children from the age of 2 with this idea, and that it is perfectly okay to have everything sexualized and to have adult performers performing for children. As I pointed out at the start of this, the European Union has been promoting this rather a lot, particularly last year. The European Union has spent hundreds of thousands of euros on drag queen story hour-esque performances for young people in Germany, Spain, and Slovenia. A report examining publicly available EU expenditures compiled by German MEP Nikolaus Fest has found that at least €221,000 has been spent on drag queen projects and performances intended for young people through the Bloc's Erasmus Plus programme. €250,000 is being spent on this by the European Union. So it's not just these drag queens that are trying to promote this, it's the governments that are doing this. I mean, when Patriotic Alternative were exposing the drag queen story hour over here in Britain last year, a large part of this was the large amount of money that the councils were actually giving to these drag queens to have them put on these performances in the library. Of course, they call it a reading of a story, but it's a performance, isn't it? If you've got a drag queen there that is all dressed up as a drag queen in their adult entertainment clothing, that is then going to be reading a story. It's a performance. It's a performance by an adult entertainer for a child, and it's being sponsored by the councils. And higher up than that, as we see here, it's being sponsored by the European Union. The programme, which is intended to support youths in education, training and sports, has an estimated €26 billion at its disposal. So that's what they see this as. They see it as education, to educate children with highly sexualized performances and put that forward as a good role model. The taxpayer money has been revealed to have gone directly to funding drag LGBT projects such as Dragtivism in Barcelona, Spain, Drag It Up in Berlin, Germany, and United with Pride in Slovenia, home country for Melania Trump, the former First Lady. I'm sure that's something she's not very proud of, that going on in Slovenia. I think Slovenia is normally fairly conservative. But we see here these are all drag queen organisations, drag queen groups that are being funded by the European Union in order to propagandise children into becoming adult performers. The Drag It Up project in Berlin in 2020, which received €21,000 in taxpayer money to educate 38 young queer people, was described by the European Commission as using non-formal and informal education to teach how to put on makeup and wigs, walking in high heels, and methods of blurring and exaggerating traditional binary gender roles. And remember, these are children, these are school children that are being described here as young queer people. Queer means homosexual. Homosexual means engages in homosexual acts. That means what they have here is children under the age of 16 who have engaged in homosexual acts. And instead of being concerned about this, they want to teach them how to walk in high heels and how to blur and exaggerate traditional binary gender roles for other people to encourage them to be confused as well. They will get to know the rich and diverse drag and queer scene in Berlin and will learn about the historical, social and political contexts of drag, queer activism and queer art, the description added. Not just about drag queens, they want to teach them about the queer scene and what goes on in the queer scene. Well, gay orgies go on in the queer scene. So they want children under the age of 16 to learn about gay orgies here. I mean, these things were always set apart for adults for a reason. And gradually, as things get more and more deranged, we are now promoting this to children. I mean, they're promoting these ideas to these kids under the age of 16. I'd probably say they're 14, 15. Give it 10 years and they'll be literally promoting this to toddlers in the same way that they are now promoting drag queens to toddlers. While Erasmus Plus is under the jurisdiction of the European Commission, in countries such as Germany, the federal government has wide discretion on the use of local funds, with a report saying it is fair to implicate the German government in the decision to promote drag queens to youths. And that's the same thing that's going on in Britain. The local funds are going from the councils to the drag queens to get them to propagandise toddlers in the libraries. In comments, the leader of the Alternative for Germany party in the European Parliament, Nikolaus Fest, said, by flattering away taxpayers' cash on lipstick lessons and lacy lingerie for men, the EU is displaying that it is hell-bent on pursuing a woke agenda, whatever the costs. I mean, it is rather like the decadence of Rome, the decadence of Greece. All these things start happening. Men start dressing up as women just as the civilization is about to crash. And that is what is going on here. We are seeing the death throes of Western civilization. The Waste is another installment in the EU's ongoing culture war series, with this episode perhaps most appropriately labelled as the Battle of the Bulge. Such nonsense makes you want to check the date and hope that it is April Fool's Day. But unfortunately, this is the tragic reality. It is. I mean, if you could just say to somebody 10 years ago that they would be putting on drag queen shows for toddlers, people would have just said, no, nobody would go along with that. But we are going along with it. And all this promotion of these drag queens on the television has helped to do this. This RuPaul's Drag Race and these other shows. I mean, they even have them in soap operas now. They're trying to normalise drag queens so much that they actually have a drag queen that is supposed to be just part of a, you know, not normal family life. And before that, they had a transgender on there, a secret transgender who was really running a funeral director's home, and he had a wife, and she discovered him wearing all women's underwear and women's clothes, and she just put up with it and everything was fine. So they're really promoting this and trying to normalize it. It's in the soap operas, it's in the schools, it's in the libraries, and it's all coming from the top. You know, the Conservative Party might claim that they're against this woke agenda. Where is the money coming from to go to the councils to promote this? Why are they not bringing in laws saying that if children are not allowed into the nightclub to see the adult performer, they should not be in the library seeing the adult performer either? In addition to the funds directed towards drag queen initiatives, the EU has spent an additional €670,000 on other LGBTQ plus projects through the Erasmus programme to promote leftist ideology on topics such as toxic masculinity and to discuss the issues facing queer migrants. Toxic masculinity, two words that should never be put together. If it's toxic, it's not masculine, is it? There's nothing wrong with being masculine. In fact, it's masculinity that is missing from society today that causes so many problems, particularly for young children that are just being brought up by their mother, and they don't have the father there as the role model. I think that Andrew Tate, who I really dislike, Andrew Tate was saying, why would you need to have a father there? The father is just mother number two. And that just shows you the problem, doesn't it? If we think that a father is just the same as a mother, just a second mother, fathers are completely different to that. Fathers are people, or men are people who search for responsibility. As the Golden One was saying just last week on Patriotic Weekly Review. In fact, I recommend people listen to that to find out what genuine masculinity is and why putting the word toxic next to masculinity should never occur. And obviously here they're trying to propagandize people to go along with the replacement migration agenda as well, talking about issues facing queer migrants. The taxpayer funds were also used to fund gender diverse summer camps and LGBT friendly schools. LGBT after school clubs, there's been a lot of scandal about them recently. And these books that they're putting in these schools that are teaching the so-called LGBT youth how to join up with hookup sites online, where they're obviously going to meet adults. So effectively, they are grooming these children and encouraging them to go on homosexual hookup sites where they could then be abused by adults. They're quite open about it in these books about joining Grindr. You have summer camps here, gender diverse summer camps. I mean, what are they saying here? So you've got children that are so messed up that they're male children are so messed up that they were already dressing up in women's underwear, and they are now putting on special summer camps for them. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they would have seen that as psychological problems and probably caused by child abuse somewhere. I mean, this is the thing. Instead of raising the alarm and saying, well, his child must have been abused, we now say, well, let's celebrate the fact that they want to dress up in women's underwear. Let's celebrate the fact that they are sexually active with their own gender before the age of consent. You know, we just promote these things. We say, well, we'll just promote some positive role models for them. It'll be absolutely fine. You know, and now we get told about this huge increase in Generation Z that are confused about their gender, that are confused about their sexuality. One such gender diverse summer camp said that its goal is for the youth to learn about themselves, reinforce their identity, and increase the self-confidence of this vulnerable and marginalized group. They want to reinforce the fact that they're homosexual. They want to do all they can to stop these people from changing, renouncing their homosexuality, not indulging in their homosexuality. They want to ban all of that, just the same as they have banned this so-called conversion therapy. They even banned that for adults. Quite clearly, that must have been a successful kind of therapy. Otherwise, they wouldn't have banned it, would they? While the United Kingdom left the Erasmus programme in 2020 after finally breaking with the European Union, there have been calls within England and Scotland by anti-Brexit campaigners and Scotland's governing left separatist SNP to rejoin the EU-led initiative. So they want to rejoin the EU simply because of all the LGBT promotion that it does. Britain has not been immune from youths being subjected to lewd LGBT-themed performances in any case. In 2021, for instance, there was international outrage after a London library was revealed to have hosted a reading event for children featuring a performer dressed up as a rainbow monkey with a giant dildo strapped to the front of his costume. And we covered that here at Radio Albion on the Daily Nationalist, and that is exactly what it was. It was a guy dressed up in a rainbow, in a monkey suit with a huge dildo, and they thought that was acceptable for children. Last month, and he had a bare bottom as well. Last year, a theatre show in the progressive English city of Bristol for children as young as 5 years old, dubbed the Family Sex Show, and featuring naked performers and covering topics such as pornography and masturbation, was cancelled over intense public backlash. Children as young as 5 years old, and they were going to cover topics such as pornography and masturbation. I mean, they are literally teaching five-year-olds about masturbation now in the schools. And when the parents complain about it, and when the parents get a judicial review, the judges can only look at the law and they say, well, that's what they're supposed to be doing. But that's because this comes from the government. This comes directly from the government, that they are promoting this stuff. You know, if a judge didn't agree with it, as I'm sure the judge probably didn't disagreed with it in Wales, he's got no choice but to say, well, it's within the law, so your judicial review fails. I'm certain that so many people are against this, but they just have to go along with it because that's what the law says. You know, we have to promote equality. We have to promote equality between these groups. And they take that what it means by equality is allowing adult performers access to children, other people's children. The theatre troupe, that's the Family Sex Show, has vowed to revive the show in the future, however, because it was cancelled. Bristol Libraries also hosted performances of Drag Queen Story Hour UK in July as part of a huge national tour of libraries from the drag troupe. According to its website, Drag Queen Story Hour UK, they say that it provides fun and interactive kids shows with amazing and talented drag performers. And what does a drag performer do? Well, they do a performance that is full of sexual innuendo, don't they? And they dress in sexualized clothing. They dress with fake breasts sometimes. I just cannot believe that this is being considered suitable entertainment for children. They say Drag Queen Story Hour UK wants to show the world that being different is not a bad thing, and by providing imaginative role models for children to look up to, we can change the world book by book. So they've been quite open there. Adult performers, sexualized adult performers, are good role models for children to look up to. That is what they're doing here. And how they can say that we want to promote an adult performer as a good role model to a child, and a parent could take their child along to that, I just do not understand how they could do that. Perhaps they say that what they mean by the role model is somebody who reads. Well, if they want somebody who can read to the children who is homosexual, what, as I say, why don't they just get a doctor to do it, or a professor to do it, or, I don't know, a bus driver to do it, taxi driver, train driver, any of them. And they could just say at the end, oh, and by the way, this person that was just reading to you is also gay. Well, you know, why do they have to have an adult performer, a sexualized performer doing it? Why is that considered to be a positive role model? As I keep saying, I'd like to know what the negative role models are if a sexualized adult performer is seen as a positive one. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.